Hello and welcome to another Tabletop Games Blog Saturday review.
As more people are put into isolation and specifically built camps that are guarded by military personnel and run by medical experts and support staff brought in from around the country, the World Health Organization has so far identified 5 different viruses in this global epidemic. A number of scientific laboratories across the world are working around the clock in an attempt to discover a cure for them all, while teams on the ground travel to infection sites to gather samples and monitor outbreaks.
You switched off the TV because you have to return to your fieldwork and help your team find cures in Pandemic by Z-Man Games. Yes, this is the classic Pandemic from 2008, not one of the many new releases that have since been released after the big success of the original. I've never played the game until now, despite having talked about it with friends many times before and heard a lot of positive reviews of the original game, as well as all the new versions. So when my wife gave the game to me as a Christmas present, I was finally able to find out for myself what it was all about. Now, as I've mentioned before, cooperative games aren't necessarily my mainstay, but I have started to play more and more of these types of games recently, and have found I actually enjoy playing them, especially with my wife. And I've learned to dial down my alpha player instinct to make the experience hopefully enjoyable for everyone. I don't think I have to explain how Pandemic works, so let me focus on the experience that the game offered to my wife and I. First of all, the theme comes across very well. Sure, it could be changed for something else, as illustrated by Pandemic Rising Tide, but when you draw infection cards and see outbreak chain reactions fill up the board with lots of cubes, you do worry whether a complete travel ban should be introduced to reduce the virus's spread. The constant travel around the board to treat localized infections also adds to the feeling that you're fighting an endless battle against an invisible enemy. You're constantly having to decide whether to focus on discovering cures, and therefore either building new research centers or traveling to the nearest one, or whether it's better to keep the spread of the viruses under control by making treatment a priority. The constantly decreasing player deck and the risk of drawing yet another epidemic card really put the pressure on. You always dread the end of your 4 actions, because not only are you counting down the clock towards the end of the game and the victory of the viruses, you are also worried about intensifying the infection deck and therefore making the pathogens more virulent. I know people have complained that the randomness of the 2 card decks can create a situation where you have no way of winning the game pretty much from the start. However, the game plays in less than an hour, so it's not a huge investment in time, and I actually feel that the chance of fighting a losing battle adds to the theme. In fact, as you get towards the end of the player deck, you have a pretty good idea if there are enough cards of the right color left to allow you to win, so you can end the game early and start again. Actually, given the game length and how close you often get to a win, you do want to play the game a couple of times, if not more often, during the same session. My wife and I usually play it twice in one evening, and over the holidays we played it 3 or 4 times in one afternoon. I think that tells you a lot about how much I like the game. No, there isn't a huge amount of strategy. A lot of the time you just respond to what's happening at the time, and meeting up to share knowledge often turns out to be a waste of time as you draw the 5th card of the color you need to discover a cure, but it all feels very thematic to me and strengthens the experience you get from playing the game. So I can highly recommend Pandemic to anyone who wants to have a quick game or something that isn't too taxing, yet at the same time is very engrossing. If you catch the bug, then you can try one of the many successors to the original game. Thank you for listening to this Tabletop Games Blog Saturday Review podcast. Please check the description below for links mentioned in this episode, as well as to the written version of this article on the blog. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, give us some stars or leave a review. Please also tell your friends about me, and if you want to offer financial support, check out my Patreon Ko-fi pages, links to which you'll find in the blog at tabletopgamesblog.com. So thank you again for listening, and I hope to see you again soon. This podcast is made possible by the generous help from my Patreon supporters: Royal Patron Sean Newman, the UK half of Gamelot; Castle Guard David Miller of Subquark Publishing; Dice Masters James Naylor, publisher of Magnate First City, and Paul Grogan of Gaming Rules; and Shining Light Robin Kay of Rune Sky Games, Sarah Reed of Resourceful Games, Tim Vernick, and Richard Simpson of We're Not Wizards.